Many local musicians and fans credit the Castle Theater for a resurgence in the Bloomington Normal music scene. The once dormant movie house resurfaced as a music venue in 2011 under the guidance of new owner Rory O'Connor. GLT's John Norton sat down with O'Connor on the second floor of the Castle to discuss his purchase and why he thought it would work as a live music room.
I was an owner in the radio station, The Whip. I think I was an owner for maybe 8 years prior to that. And I think right before Ben Slotkey had bought the Castle, I was thinking that it might be a good idea. I was building homes at the time. I was a home builder here in Bloomington. And so having worked years with the radio station and doing shows that supported the radio station, when the housing crisis hit and the demand for new homes, you know, shrank, I'm like, you know, I got to do something else. And so why not do something related to the radio station and some experience I already had? And so then I revisited the Castle, and I knew it was closed at the time, and I tracked down the bank that, you know, was in possession of the Castle at that time, came in, looked at it, showed it to a couple friends. They thought I was crazy. I didn't, though, so made an offer to the bank, and we were able to acquire, you know, the Castle at that time in April of 2010.
I was not alone, I believe, in thinking, boy, that's a great idea for the Castle. It's great to bring new music in on a regular basis. It'll last 6 to 9 months, and just like any other venue, it's going to be gone. How did you know that this was going to work?
Well, I don't know if I knew it was going to work, but I knew that the space was good. My presumption was it was underserved. There wasn't a lot going on in Peoria at the time. Wasn't a lot going on in Springfield. Of course, you had the Canopy and some stuff going on in Champaign. But once again, our geography and, you know, being able to draw from all of Central Illinois for what we tried to build as a regional nationwide room, it just made a lot of sense to me. And, you know, at the time, Clearview Church was in here renting. So, you know, we had a little bit of revenue from that. But, you know, I did it on a flyer. You know, nothing risked, nothing gained.
How much have you put into renovating the Castle when you bought it? You know, I don't know if you want to give a dollar figure, but, you know, how much work has put into it?
The renovation that was done by Ben when he opened it was really good. I mean, it was top notch. So we had to modify it. We had to take out some structure. We had to add some protective railings and some countertops, and of course the sound and light systems. And we just invested a bunch of money in lights last year to try to get up to speed with, you know, moving lights and just we've worked hard at the sound part of it with, you know, sound dampening things on the walls. You know, all rooms are a little live. Ours was probably too live when we first opened up, so we've done some sound treatments in the room. It's not very hard to spend a couple $100,000 to get up and running in a music venue with sound and lights. You know, we've been open 7 years, so the lighting upgrade was good. Next couple of years, we're going to have to, you know, probably do some upgrades to the sound system just because of the life expectancy of that product. So there is no shortage of places to spend money at the Castle. I mean, it's constant.
Castle Theater owner Rory O'Connor speaking with GLT's John Norton. Local musicians, fans, and venue owners say the Castle has been one reason for the resurgence in the local music scene. You can read and listen to that story at WGLT.org.